In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on a football Monday, driven by your local area Honda dealer. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville and Eric Bickle. Matt Verderam scheduled to join us from Sports Illustrated as we talk some NFL. I was telling the boys during the break that I actually saw online a rare... This is not quite the trigger that Eric Bieniemy is freebie, but a Chase Young highlight.
Okay, pretty close.
And Cake saw it too. It was an interesting play. He was coming off the field, thought he was out of the game, and then another player comes off the field, and the coach is like, Chase, get back on there, and he runs onto the field, and there's a screen pass, and he blows him up. So good for Chase Young.
I think it's lucky timing for him more than anything else. I don't think it was that special, but that's just me. Maybe it's just Chase Young residue that I have from the past years.
He's certainly not lighting it up. He's now to 3.5 sacks, Cakes.
Yeah.
All right, Matt Verderam joins us from Sports Illustrated. What's up, Matt?
What's going on, guys? How are you?
Hey, doing
so,
great.
So here in Washington, it was kind of weird not having the Commanders play on Sunday since they played on Thursday night. I wanted to start with you there. They've lost the last two, lost the Steelers. That game could have gone either way. The Eagles, look, with 7 or 8 minutes left in the game, The Commanders have a chance to take a lead, 13-12. But ultimately, the Eagles look like the better team, far superior. Where do you see the Commanders right now in the NFC picture?
I still think they have a good shot to win the division, honestly. I mean, look, they're going to get Philly in a handful of weeks here in Washington. And I think their schedule is advantageous compared to what Philadelphia is looking at. So, but I still think the Commanders have every shot in the world of – you know, getting to where they want to be and winning the division. Now, the flip side of that is they don't win the division. The wild card picture is looking better and better. The Niners can't win a game. They just seemingly cannot figure out what's wrong with them. So they're 5-5. The Bears lost again. The Rams, they've got themselves to 5-5, so does Seattle. But, I mean, Washington clearly has a cushion there. I still think if you're the Commanders, you feel like you're in good shape. Worst case scenario, it'd be a wild card team. But I think, just looking at the way they played the last few weeks, you're right. I mean, the Steelers game, that's a game that you say, would have really liked to have won that game. But I don't, it wasn't like they were really outplayed. I'd like to see Daniels just get healthy and run more. I wrote about that a little bit. Like, the last handful of weeks, he's just not really ran for any meaningful yardage. That's a big difference from earlier in the year before he got hurt. So, they need his legs, because without his legs, that running game just doesn't have the same feel.
Let's stick in the NFC East. About half an hour ago, Adam Schefter tweeted that Daniel Jones is being benched and Tommy DeVito will be taking over. No Drew Lock coming out of the bye. The Giants look like they're going with Tommy DeVito. You can't be surprised that Daniel Jones is benched at this point. He has a guarantee in his contract. If he were to get injured, they would be on the hook for, I think it's like $40 million to pay him. So no big surprise that Daniel Jones showing the bench. Just a disastrous season continues for the Giants.
Yeah. I mean, look, the Giants have been an atrocity now for the better part of a dozen years. I mean, really, since they since they won Super Bowl 46. I mean, they've not been able to find any kind of continuity, especially after Manning and Coughlin were out the door. And, the big question now at the Giants here is Dable gone after this year? Or does Mara decide, hey, look, I actually think you can be a good coach. We had a quarterback. You know, the Giants, it's going to be one of these things where you go into this draft, and obviously we're a ways away from it, but when we get there, they're going to go into the draft, and they have to find a quarterback. But it's not like this draft is overflowing with them. I mean, you have Cam Ward, you have Shador Sanders, but Shador Sanders, as talented as he is, he comes with a lot of extra stuff with his father. So, the Giants are in a spot here where, look, it's not going to be Daniel Jones next year, but who's it going to be? It's not as easy as just saying, well, they need a new quarterback. Okay, they do. A lot of teams do. And there's not a bevy of them that most people in the NFL would tell you are going to be there that are worthy of a top 10, top 15 pick. So, look, the Giants had to bench Jones. They did it. But, this is more of a Band-Aid on the Titanic right now than there's anything else.
Mm. Matt, let's talk about an actually good team in the NFC. Might be the best team in the whole NFC is the Detroit Lions. I mean, what they're doing to teams right now, they're just dismantling teams. They're 9-1. They have games of 42, 47, and 252 balls that they put up, including yesterday against the Jaguars. I mean, I've grown up my entire life, and the Lions have been a laughingstock. The Lions are a laughingstock no more. That team is built kind of in Dan Campbell's image. They're tough. They can run the ball with both Gibbs and Montgomery. And they've got an explosive quarterback with nice weapons around him. Like, they look like a Super Bowl favorite the way they're playing these past few weeks.
Look, I love what the Lions are doing. My preseason, and then we did our midseason picks. I mean, both of them, I had the Lions and Chiefs in the Super Bowl. And I feel more confident about that now than I did 3 months ago. The Lions have games where they just destroy you, as you illustrated with some of those numbers. Now, I don't know. There's a part of you that says the Titans and the Jags are so bad that I almost expect teams like the Lions to hang 40-plus on them. It's just – I mean, Jacksonville's not even trying anymore. Jacksonville – for anybody who watched that game, and I know there are probably like 8 people who watch that game who are all Lions fans – Jacksonville wasn't even making an attempt to tackle that game. I mean, it was almost like if they could have put up a neon sign of "we're quitting," they would have done it. But the Lions have been spectacular. They are very well balanced. Look, my big question with the Lions is really my only question is when they get in the playoffs and they play a team like Philadelphia, like San Francisco, if San Francisco can get it together at some point here. Without Hutchinson, do they have a pass rush? Mm-hmm. Or does it turn into a game where the Lions have to score 40 points against a really good team in a playoff setting because they can't get home and the corners are okay, but you can throw on them? Like, that to me is the one unanswered question, because a lot of these teams they've been crushing are teams that just are basically defenseless. Obviously right now, you'd have to say they're the best team in the NFC, if not the NFL. You want to say Kansas City, fine, but Detroit right now is, they put it on people one after the next.
Talking about Verderam, NFL writer for Sports Illustrated. So you said you'd still go with Detroit against KC. So KC loses their first game yesterday against Buffalo. That's happened before in the regular season. I saw that you tweeted about Josh Allen's run, and I'm wondering if that lifts him up in the MVP consideration, because it had been kind of a foregone conclusion, at least, through this part, that Lamar was going to win it again. He has unbelievable numbers. But they've lost 4 games. Now, all of a sudden, the Bills are right there. How legit of a threat do you think the Bills are? Like, nobody wanted to buy into them because of all the guys they lost in the offseason, but now you're looking at 8-2 team.
Yeah. I can honestly say that I never understood why people sold stock on them this offseason. Like, they lost a lot of names, but they didn't lose a ton of talent. Like, Gabe Davis and Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer. Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer had great careers. Neither one can play anymore. Hyde's not even in the league. Poyer's been awful in Miami. Tre'Davious White was a great player. Unfortunately, injuries just sapped him of a lot of his ability. So I always thought they'd win the division. I didn't think they'd win the Super Bowl. I think now you've got to sit there and say, hey, look, they obviously could. I mean, they're a half game back in Kansas City. They've got a breaker. They're going to win that division by a million games. But Look, I put it this way. I think there are two teams that can win the Super Bowl in the AFC, and it's those two teams. I don't think Baltimore can do it. Baltimore can't stop anybody.
What about the Steelers? You're not buying in?
No, I'm not. They have no offense. Like their defense is great, and Tomlin is, to me, so underrated. Steelers fans have been complaining about Tomlin for years, so I'll never understand. Like, I think that Pittsburgh is a threat in any game they play because of their defense. But I don't believe in Wilson. Like, if you anybody watched that game yesterday,
he had an awful
Steelers,
interception.
That's one of the worst interceptions you'll ever see in your life. And then on top of that, look, they were gifted multiple field goals because of turnovers. They couldn't get in the end zone. Like, I just against Allen or Mahomes in a playoff game, I just don't think they're going to win the game. But look, they are dangerous much more than in years past. Baltimore going to have a game where they score 40 points on just about anybody. The problem is they may give up 40 points to anybody. Look, it's one of those things they got to show it to me at this point. I have seen this movie with the Ravens for years on end where they look unbelievable in certain regular season games and they're great. And then they get to the playoffs and they got to throw and the whole thing goes sideways. So I think Kansas City, I still think the Chiefs are the best team in the conference. The Chiefs have done this for years now where they muddle through the regular season. They don't really care. They get in the playoffs and they turn into the Terminator. I am taking that team until somebody knocks them out.
What about the Chargers? I know you're not going to say they're up there with the two teams you mentioned as a possible team to get to the Super Bowl in the AFC, but I mean, Justin Herbert's having a really good year, and they're mostly beating up on inferior opponents. I get that, but at some point you're looking like Harbaugh's got something going there.
He does. Look, I would put them in the same class I put Pittsburgh. I don't think they can go to the Super Bowl. I just simply don't think they have enough offensively. But I think you could catch them on a day where they out-physical you with the line, they force a few turnovers, and they win. Like both of those teams are very similar in the regard that they're defense first, and they know who they are. They have an identity. They're well coached. Now, they obviously, the Chargers have a better quarterback than the Steelers do. I think the Chargers, like if the Chargers, and it looks for all intents and purposes, they will get in the playoffs. They get in the playoffs and they go play a team like Buffalo. Like, I would pick Buffalo. I would pick Kansas City. But there is a world where you're watching that game going, man, that team just can't score. And when you're that good defensively, and it goes for the Steelers as well, when you're that good defensively, you keep the games low, you keep them tight, and you keep it to where, hey, if you force a turnover, that might be enough to win. If you make one big play, you have one great drive. That might be enough to win. Whereas, like, on the flip side of that with Baltimore, you might have to have five great drives because you just can't get off the field. And like, that's where I do think a team like the Chargers is interesting because they could have a game where even against a really good offense, they'll hold you to 17 points. And if you do that, you're always going to be in the game.
Matt, am I stepping into a massive trap? I know I'm getting ahead of myself because Dallas is playing tonight. Am I getting ahead of myself by saying there's no way a Commanders team led by Jaden Daniels is going to lose to a Dallas team led by either Cooper Rush or Trey Lance coming into Northwest Stadium next week? Is that foolish of me?
No. Dallas is kind of like the name brand version of the Jags right now, mm-hmm. where I'm not quite sure anybody still wants to be playing games in Dallas. It feels like we've approached the point where it's like, okay, we know McCarthy's going to be gone. This season's been a disaster. We have absolutely no chance to win. Like, that is, I've always been a big believer. You know, the schedule comes out in May, and everybody always looks at the schedule and tries to figure it out. And I'm as guilty as anybody. I'm a schedule nerd. But I've always felt like you are so much better off playing bad teams late in the season. Because, you know, early in the year, bad teams don't know they're bad, right? Like they're out there. They're fighting as hard as anybody else. You get to this time of the year, those bad teams, those teams with no hope, and Dallas this year, obviously one of them, they just want to go home. You know, and guys are looking at the games and going, man, I don't want to get hurt now and have to have off-season rehab. I don't want to deal with that. I got to put out decent film because, I'm a professional and, you know, I want to make sure I get my next deal. But, like, you're not going to get the same level of effort. And that's not a knock, really. I mean, it's just, it's human nature. You're not going to get a guy who's going full tilt 1,000 miles an hour to make a tackle on 3rd and 2 if your record is 3-9 compared to 9-3. It's the way it is. No, I would be shocked if Washington lost to Dallas.
So earlier we had this discussion about the other rookie quarterbacks. Obviously, Jaden Daniels has taken DC over. It's been awesome. The last two games they've lost, but you're still 7-4, which is way better than anybody expected. But we're starting to see these other rookie quarterbacks ascend. Now, I'm mostly just watching Red Zone. I want to get your take on what you've seen from Bo Nix and Drake May.
So I think Bo Nix has played much, much better the last month and a half or so. Early in the year, I thought he was pretty brutal. A lot of games where, you know, he would start like 4-14 for 30 yards. I mean, stuff like that. He lit the Falcons up like a Christmas tree yesterday. I mean, anybody watched any of that game, he was just gunning the ball over the field. And that wasn't just, hey, I'm going to dump it off on a screen pass and the guy runs 70 yards. He was making real throws. I think the one thing with Nix, and this is probably what's going to kind of make or break his career, when he's under pressure, he's been really bad. When he's not under pressure, he's been excellent. So can he bring that part of his game along? Because teams are eventually just going to go, hey, look, heat him up. And if you do that, he can't function. We'll see. You know, his numbers when they played Kansas City a couple weeks ago were ridiculously stark in those two buckets. With May's a hard guy to just look. I've been impressed. He's just kind of got that innate playmaking ability. There's certain times with him, you know, he'll make something out of nothing. And I think that's an underrated trait with a young guy. You know, some guys are almost paralyzed by analysis. He has not done it. He's really made New England a better watch, more functional offensively. The reason I say it's tough to analyze is their offensive line's terrible, and they have no weapons. I mean, there is nobody working with less than Drake May in New England. So I've been impressed. I think he's been good. I would take May over Nix right now. I know Nix has been having some good games. He deserves a lot of credit, but I think that pressure thing still is like a blinking red light to me, where May, I don't have quite that concern about him.
If you had a redraft, the Matt Verderam,
that's the question.
Redraft, okay? Everybody, throw Caleb in the mix. Give me your top, and we'll take Penix and J.J. McCarthy off the board. But those four guys, and it's not just for this season, for the future. What would you do?
I mean, I would take Jaden Daniels one. I wouldn't
Thank
even
you.
Blink.
You.
Anybody who says
podium.
Otherwise is a liar. No, I mean, look, anybody who says they wouldn't take Jaden Daniels one is either insane or a liar. I mean, you would absolutely do that at this point. I'm based in Chicago. Okay, Caleb Williams, you would. I mean, it's been. I don't think Caleb Williams is going to be bad. I just think that situation's a tire fire. But I would take Daniels one. I would still probably take Caleb Williams too. And then I would take May and then Nix. But to Nix's credit, I think that he has played in a way that if you're a Broncos fan, you have a legitimate reason to be hopeful. I think he's got to fix that pressure thing. He early on, you're like, I don't know. Now I think he's played. So, look, but Daniels, to me, far and away, if you said to me, which one of these guys do you want him? And I don't think it's that close.
Totally agree with you. Totally agree. I said before the season started, this is just a rare year, in my opinion. Now, we don't know the other two guys that JP took out, where I actually think that these guys are all pretty good. They're all gonna, you know, I don't think it's necessarily a year where half your first round picks bust.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think, historically speaking, that's what's going to happen, right?
Right.
You know, we don't, you know.
But there are outliers. This might be an outlier.
Sure. Yeah. Could be. Yeah. It'll be interesting to watch. I think part of it, too, is just in New England, like, you have nobody. There is nobody on that team offensively. Denver, you have Sutton, and who else? I mean, you know, what was really going to be interesting for me with Daniels is, like, McLaurin's obviously fantastic. What happens when they get other guys on that team? This offseason, the front office is going to go, okay, let's get another receiver. You know, let's continue to beef up the offensive line. Like, that's what makes it interesting is, like, once they get another guy in that building that you're like, okay, this guy's a real threat on the outside. That, you know, if T. Higgins leaves in Cincinnati, right, or something like that, that would be really what I'd like to see, and I think it would be very interesting.
Well, what if May got the offensive line and the weapons that you were talking about?
I think he can be really good. Yeah. I think he can be – I mean, look, New England's just – there's a lot. There's a lot they've got to do. But, yeah, you look at the guys like me. Like, if I'm New England this offseason, my entire focus is that offense. I don't even care about upgrading the defense. Not at some point I do, obviously. But right now, like, if I get a young quarterback, my entire focus – it's just, I am going to make that kid's life as easy as possible. And simultaneously, I want to have the fullest evaluation possible of him. I want to know if I've got two good receivers around that kid, a confident offensive line, a solid ground game, like, can he be a Super Bowl type quarterback? Because look, let's face it, the rest of this is nonsense, right? Like, nobody, I don't care if you can be the 13th best quarterback in football. I care that I can win a Super Bowl with you. So that's my entire evaluation process. And I think, New England's got to do a ton. Denver's got to do a ton. Washington has the bones of a very good offense, but has to add, I think, and find another receiver. But look, it's the Bears, the offensive line, desperately. But it's going to be interesting to see when you get to the offseason how those teams try to attack the offseason and who's willing to go out and spend the money and knowing you got rookie contracts at quarterback. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how those teams approach it.
Matt, always a pleasure talking to you. That's Matt Verderam, NFL writer for Sports Illustrated. Thanks, pal.
Thank you, Matt.
Anytime, guys. Take care.
Yes, sir.
Matt joined us on a Football Monday, driven by your local Washington area Honda dealers. Next, it's EB's Entertainment page here on The Junkies.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.